Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Samples from multiple patients are processed together. They're pooled. Now, pool testing will reduce turnaround times by substantially more than 50%.
If you look at the deaths as they're occurring right now, about 1,000 per day, unless we get our arms around this and get it suppressed, we will going to have further suffering and further death.
About getting that vaccine, the trials going, and saying, let's solve this awful crisis that we've been in since the beginning of March that we knew of anyway, even though confirmed cases, the first, were well before that in the United States. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. I hope you had a great weekend, and we kick into a good week for you no matter where you hail from and what the situation is. If you are on pins and needles, like probably most of us, because at some point you are on the roller coaster. You are, no matter how strong you are, no matter where you roam, this does rattle you. 150,000 people have died. That's out of 4.37 million confirmed cases recovered, 1.3 million. By the way, worldwide deaths, 652,000. You heard the president talk about the testing there. This is historic. Yep, the large-scale trials of COVID-19 vaccines have finally begun. We have been talking about them for a while. We knew that this was the target dates. So this is how it works. 15,000 people will get two shots of the candidate vaccine a month apart. Another 15,000 will get a placebo in the same schedule. The first trial is a collaboration between the National Institutes of Health and a biotech company called Moderna, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. There are other big companies that are testing and feel pretty confident about what they're doing. The trials, if you're curious, of course, are propped up by $6 billion in public spending to speed the vaccine as fast as possible, the development, by manufacturing what we would all ask for, hundreds of millions of doses before clinical trials determine whether each candidate is safe and effective. Now, just so you know this, the at-risk manufacturing approach has never, let me say this again, peeps, never been tried before. So if a candidate vaccine fails in this so-called phase 3 testing, the doses would be thrown out. That's how they'll work it. Interesting, isn't it? This is historic. It is. Of all vaccining that you can think of and vaccine development, this is on the doorstep of something unprecedented, of course, that we haven't seen. So what happens after this? If the right things happen, then November, maybe December, if boom, lots of people are having success, it's effective, then you could stop the trial early, and maybe, you know, by the end of the year, you got something going on. But at least by the beginning of next year, we would kick in that way. There wouldn't be enough infections in the United States to prove the effectiveness, by the way. We don't think so. But there's a lot of activity going on. Now, other nations, Brazil, South Africa, they could be used if the infection rate is too low in the United States. Of course, the government pushed to get a diverse group of trial volunteers and people that have been hit obviously hard by the virus. You know, what groups? Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, older adults, people with chronic illnesses. That is all part of it. The speed of the trials are determined on what the results are, what happens there, how many people get vaccinated a day, what goes on. Wow. Fascinating to watch and something that we all are paying attention to. It doesn't matter about the politics of any of this. It matters about what is the solution. What is the cure? You figure this. You get cancer, you get some other disease. What's the first thing you start asking the doc? Is there a cure? There a cure. We want the cure, don't we? Of course. That's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about it a ton here on the show. All right, so that's happening. It's big. We know the totals. I gave you the totals. If we look at what else is going on, it's the downturn, the economy, the people who are struggling. So we've got a $1 trillion HEALS Act package, the Senate GOP, and what's in the package includes the $1,200 stimulus for people who make a certain amount, and doubling that if it's a couple, and then children, and the whole thing that happened before. So it would be a double dip, if you want to call it that. And Democrats, remember, approved a $3 trillion coronavirus response package in May. That there is some key differences in between the two. They'll have to compromise on a few of those questions. I think they compromise, and then this moves forward, you know, period. There are so many states that find themselves 30-plus who have an official mask mandate. There is not a national one. But you've got an order from the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser that went into effect on Monday that puts restrictions on anyone coming into Washington from a state that is considered high risk because of their coronavirus outbreak. So that would be like Texas and Florida and Arizona and California and others. The order says those who come into the district after non-essential activities in one of the high-risk states are required to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. So think of what it would take to do that. Watching for the symptoms. Do you have symptoms? Do you have to get medical attention? Of course you do. That's what you have to do when you self-isolate, I call it, but when you quarantine yourself. Wow. So we're waiting. What happens with this $1 trillion package? What happens with the White House meetup that already happened? And what's going on with the vaccine? That's what is the buzz in my backyard, and I guarantee it is the buzz in your backyard as well. There is a break in all the action in that many people have kids that are graduating from high school, and oh boy, a big virtual hug for all of you parents in that boat, because it's hard. You had kids where this was the time that they got to celebrate, and it got ripped right from underneath them. But so much ingenuity has gone into the way people are recognizing graduates, and including, of course, just having the cap and gown ceremony with immediate family, streaming it, and spacing out those families, and only having immediate family that are able to go to the ceremony. My nephew's in that situation, graduating high school from school in Tampa, and only his mother and father can go. Everybody else can watch it live stream. But thank goodness for technology, because I'm not the only aunt in that boat. There are other aunts and grandmothers and grandparents and uncles and cousins and friends that can watch with pride through the miracle of technology and watch the whole thing live. Technology takes and gives. It's the yin and yang of it, isn't it? Speaking of yin and yang, I didn't think about this, but I read a list of some of the 45 fast food items that have at least 1,000 calories. Yikes! That's next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Human trafficking is. Luckily, there are a lot of people that are trying to do something to stop it. According to the Department of State, the three states with the most human trafficking activity are California, New York, and Texas. And then you look at three of the 10 worst child sex trafficking areas in the United States, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego. That's why Voices Against Trafficking will host its International Human Rights Forum. That'll happen on July 29th. So that means that's coming up here on, Wednesday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. They're going to stream it live so you can catch it through Facebook, Voices Against Trafficking, again, and also on YouTube. We know, as I just told you some of the facts there, human trafficking is the world's fastest growing multi-billion dollar criminal industry, and this vast transnational criminal enterprise is the greatest exploitation of men, women, and children in the world. I mean, it is evil. We know what I talked about and what many of you saw with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing and Ghislaine Maxwell, and we're waiting to see what happens there. But and that's just one huge story. They're the victims are in life-threatening situations without hope. It's important. What's great is the speakers are Republicans, Democrats, you know, whoever. Name some of the names that you would recognize. Congresswoman Ann Wagner from Missouri, Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey, Heather Fisher, Special Advisor for Human Trafficking Domestic Policy Council, Executive Office of the President, and, you know, from all walks of life who are heavily involved in this. So I think it's brilliant. Anything to raise awareness, anything that can save people, help kids, I think is bravo, bravo. Again and again, I know that I'll be checking in on that and watching some of that. And again, that happens on Wednesday, and you can catch that in the morning. Just figure out the time, 11 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern, 11 to 3. All right, I promised this one, 45 fast food items, I'm not going to go through all of them, that have more than 1,000 calories. That's so depressing, isn't it? Why can't fast food not be fattening? Isn't it, what, you know, the carbs, doesn't it make you feel better? Of course it makes you feel better. Unless you're just so good you don't eat any of that nonsense. Good for you. I know some people that are diligent about it. It's very rare that they would, I call it, just go crazy and grab something that's incredibly high calorie. So I'll give you some examples. Oh, some of them, of course, are burgers. If you go to Hardee's and you get the double original Beyond Thick Burger, that is 1,110 calories. You don't even want to know all the fat, trans fat, blah, 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 sugar. And remember, that's just the burger part of it. If you, and so much of it is burgers, really, it is. But it's not just burgers. If you go to Del Taco, for example, they have the Epic Scrambler, it's called. It's huevos rancheros. Oh, that sounds so good. Calories, 11,120. That would take, I'd have to walk the dog. I have to walk Guinness. I don't know how many miles a day. 20 miles a day, maybe? If you go to, I promise I'm going to give you a couple more. If you go to get fajitas, like I like fajitas, and I always think, well, fajitas are healthier. Yes, if you don't need a tortilla or you get a corn tortilla, but anyway, fajitas, chicken and pinto beans, and this is with flour, so the flour tortillas are more fattening. Baja Fresh, 1250, yeah, 1,250 calories. And isn't that like your allotment for the day? So, once again, how you burning that off? And I grew up in Philly, and this, of course, the land of crummy food. Everybody wants to talk about the cheesy pizza that drips on your chin. You get on South Street in Philly. You want a good Philly cheesesteak? I say Jim's, just so you know. Everybody else will tell you the places that are super, super famous, like Gino's. It's okay. But anyway, Philly cheesesteak, large at Blimpie's. 1,150 calories. And actually, that's probably not bad compared to what I thought it could be. I'm going to reveal something about myself. When I was in college, I had a roommate. I don't know. It was some restaurant, a local restaurant that lots of the college people, I don't think, went to, where they had chicken livers. And I like chicken livers. So she would bring me chicken livers once in a while after she was done work. But Popeyes has chicken livers. And I always thought, well, that's healthy, right? I mean, some healthy stuff, yeah. 10 pieces, 1,190 calories. How you feeling about fast food? Well, if that's all that you, I don't know, if that's all that you eat for the day. Oh, if only were that easy. Ugh. Mandatory mass, empty seats, blah, blah, blah. Movie theaters, that's the thing. Now, we did the cheap movie review, and I kind of iced that for a while because I enjoyed doing it and going to the movies, but we weren't going to the movies, and now movies are opening back up. AMC, most theaters are going to reopen mid to late August, they say. The number of screens they have, 8,043 in 634 locations. Guests have to wear face masks all times, only while they're eating or drinking. Disposable masks available at the box office for a buck for somebody who arrives and they don't have it. They're going to reduce the auditoriums to 30% capacity or less. It's how they're going to protect everyone. Now, all the theaters have different requirements. Some are reducing to 50%. It just depends on what the theater is and how big the theater. I think how big the theater is, too, would absolutely matter. Because some of the theaters are super small, and some are still the old auditorium-style seating. And then cash won't be accepted at concession stands. But you can get an AMC gift card, for example, if you were using AMC. Oof, boy, oh boy. And people are seeing throwback movies, right? Or they're seeing that movies are delayed. Postponed, Mulan, Bill and Ted, other movies delayed by coronavirus spikes because they want to have a big opening. They want to make sure people are at the theaters. I actually thought Mulan would be kind of interesting, having watched that cartoon when I was a... When I would be with my nephew when he was a kid. So you might have seen The Excellent Adventure, you know, Ted, Bill and Ted, and they're doing the remake of that. That I think could be pretty good. There's like just a slew of movies that were either iced or they were made, but they're not released because, again, why release? Why not wait until you are assured that you'd have more people in the theater? I'll just give you one, for example, that would be interesting to me, as I am a Batman fan, or a fan of the genre of watching it and what they do with it, different directors. The Batman now, Robert Pattinson. And they got some pretty big names, but they had to shut down the production of Batman on March 14th. The new release date for that, October 2021. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if they had to shut down the production of it and it wasn't just moving it, then a whole different story. So, for example, Black Widow, which is Scarlett Johansson, and that's another Marvel character, that was supposed to open in May. Now it's November 6th, but that's already made. It's done. So that's a whole different story. A whole different story. Gold, baby. It's a gold rush. Lucky for all of you who are gold investors, or you sit on the throne of gold because you're sitting on a gold mine. Gold has been the best investment this year. It's not a shock with what we're dealing with the pandemic. It topped on Monday, $1,931 an ounce. Some analysts are saying gold could hit $3,000 an ounce. Well, pandemic, of course, what happens with the economy, the inflation numbers, the economic fallout with the federal budget deficit all points to reasons why it's a good investment for sure right now. No question about it. Music means we are jumping to the other side. We're going to talk to John Bednar. How would you like to write a novel about being president? He did just that, and he's running for office, too?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders, political luminaries, and members of the public have been paying their respects to the late civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis, in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. In remarks at the ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recalled Lewis speaking at the March on Washington in 1963 and the violence he endured in the fight for civil rights.
John Lewis lived and worked with urgency because the task was urgent. But even though the world around him gave him every cause for bitterness, he stubbornly treated everyone with respect and love. All so that, as his friend Dr. King once put it, we could build a community at peace with itself.
Lewis died July 17th at the age of 80, diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in December. This is USA Radio News. Health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month. The FDA has posted a do not use list of more than 80 sanitizers on their website and blocked their importation. Vice President Mike Pence visited Florida to hold a roundtable to speak about final stage testing of the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Pence said the government would not rush the process to approve any vaccine. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the timeline for the vaccine trials has been compressed and the agency continues to conduct real-time review of that data. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I am so excited to welcome to Author's Corner this time around Matt Reynolds. He's written a book called A World on the Island's Edge. First of all, I love the title because before I even cracked open the book, I started to think about what would a world look like on the island's edge. And this book features so many interesting characters, I'm going to say ideas, and I'm just wondering where he got some of those. So my first question is, Matt, first of all, welcome to the show, and tell us why you wrote the book.
Well, thank you for having me today, first off. I really appreciate it, really. Really touched that you reached out to me. Where did I get the idea? Let's see. It began floating around my head for, you know, it had been for a long time. So I just finally sat down, started writing, and did it. I'm glad I did, obviously. It's been something in my head for, you know, so many years. I finished my master's program and started my own business. And then I decided that now was the right time to really sit down and start developing the book, see if I could do it. So here we are.
So tell us about the story. If you and I are sitting next to each other on a plane and you say, well, I've written a book, what would you tell me? Describe the book to me.
First of all, it's about, you know, a 12-year-old girl named Andy. She meets a golden dolphin. They immediately have a psychic connection. Talking to each other, you know, sharing their thoughts. And the dolphin can't do that with anyone else. So immediately, it's just Andy. It's this powerful bond between them. Andy has a lot of worries. She's worried about how she's going to take care of him. His name is Lux because Lux means, you know, light, in Latin. And so how is she going to protect him? That's a big component of the book. Protected from being discovered by the world. But there's a second concurrent component happening here. You know, Andy and her twin brother, Artie, live with their grandmother. Their grandmother is suffering from dementia. Andy's been able to hide that fact for a while, but increasingly it's starting to not be viable to hide it as much. So there's two things going on. At the same time, she's trying to protect her family. She wants to protect her dolphin. And, you know, Andy is one of the most caring people, very empathetic. And so how she really faces these two different adversities and sort of the way they intersect, the way they're brought together, I think is really, you know, fascinating in the book.
I think it's fascinating, too. And, I mean, it's, you know, kind of urban fantasy with lessons in between and dementia. Wow, so many people, sadly, are struggling with that. And younger kids see that and have to figure out a way to navigate and communicate. So there's definitely a strong communication component here. Was that part of the idea?
Yeah, for sure. Some of my deaf friends, you know, might be like, you know, why aren't you writing about deafness precisely? But, you know, in my mind, I sort of am. Everyone comes from a place of feeling alone, feeling like no one understands them, especially in the deaf community. No one feels like a lot of times people feel like they don't know how to do it. That's true for me, and it's true for many of my friends and family also. So it's that component really played into it for sure.
And of course the beauty of the golden dolphin. Wow, what a nice touch that is. Is that because you like the ocean? You have a thing about dolphins? Your mind just went to that place. How did you come up with that character?
Well, you know, first I fish, I swim, I swam the Golden Gate Bridge once when actually a long time ago. It was when I was younger, really defining moment of my life. But so I'm very fascinated with all of that. And I love the San Juan Islands off the coast of Washington, Washington State. That's where the story takes place, on one of the islands in the San Juans, the archipelago. And so it was just really good to combine all of that. Lux himself does take Andy for a long swim. You know, there's lots of adventures they have together. And the result is, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to find out. But, yeah, that interest definitely plays into it for sure.
Oh, very clever. We're speaking with Matt Reynolds, and he's written a book called A World on the Island's Edge, and I am fascinated by Lux the Golden Dolphin, and now and Andy, the 12-year-old. And now I'm fascinated by the fact that we also have learned that you just cavalierly said it, that you swam the Golden Gate Bridge. Are you kidding with what's underneath there? Sharks, whales, all kinds of creatures. What did you mean by that? Did you really do that? That's incredible.
We had to train for a long time to be able to do that. It wasn't like I just hopped in and decided to swim the bridge, you know. But yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I mean, that's a rare feat, or certainly for people that live outside of the West Coast and San Francisco in the Bay Area. We are in awe of that. Tell me what you hope that people take away from reading the book.
You know, everyone has something to contribute, I think, is the takeaway. You know, Andy feels very alone. Her twin brother is on the autism spectrum, and in many ways he's, you know, a complete genius. And in other ways there are certain challenges he faces. Her grandmother has dementia, and you know, she also has to protect this amazing supernatural dolphin. So she herself feels very alone in the same sense that Lux feels very alone as the only one of his kind. He doesn't know who he is. So, you know, the grandmother with dementia, alone, the twin brother on the autism spectrum, alone in many ways. But the way that they're all able to, you know, sort of bring something to the story, to the narrative, to really bring it to its conclusion and come together to create a beautiful solution is, you know, they all have something to contribute. So how you see a person, your first impression of a person, that doesn't matter. It's really what's inside, what they're capable of coming up with, and what they're capable of bringing to the table that'll really surprise you. Yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful sentiment, and what a great thing to take away from the story. Was it fun to do this? And I think you have more stories to tell. Are we going to see some more books?
Yes. The second book is just about finished. Maybe, you know, one or two more tweaks left in the process. The name of the second book is Map of a Soundless Clock. So I'm not going to spoil it for everybody.
You bugger.
Blind. Sorry about it. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not going to tell us any details. And again, you can pick up this book on Amazon, because I know you know that's where you get them. But Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, A World on the Island's Edge. And we're speaking with Matt Reynolds. And it's so fascinating to listen to how he came up with this and put it all together. And were you pleased and excited once this was published? I mean, what was that feeling like for you? Because lots of people talk about doing books, and guess what? They never tell their story. They never write their novel. You did it.
Thank you. Yes, certainly. We self-published it through Lulu, and it got several reviews, all of which were positive, and word of mouth has been pretty good. It's been really special for me to you know, for my wife, for my family, it's been really special for us to get that out there. We're looking for a publisher. We still are an agent now, hopefully, especially now that there's a second book in the works, in the pipeline. I have to say, you know, I'm also very grateful to my artist, Talia Dugan. You know, her drawings are really beautiful, a really great picture in the book. I think they've really tied together. So I think getting that out there, that was really important to me, and definitely a strong sense of accomplishment there. Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it. And once again, we tell everyone, pick up the book. It's a tremendous book, and there's so many actual life lessons in this, and I think almost anyone of any age could read it.
Thank you. Thank you, for sure. Thank you. I think so, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And a writer are looking for somebody who brings everything to the table. We'll be right back. you know, who brings heart, who brings their vision, and particularly who bring their brain to the table. So that they're aware of what they're doing and they're making conscious choices.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eight in New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged.
Another perfect day. I love LA.
lockdown. The California governor ordered 40 million to lock down. There's 10 million in Los Angeles. One of them, Milan Vukovic, joins us. He started what has been just an incredible product for so many people, and I believe in this product as well because I've seen it myself. I've seen what it's done for me. The Tahibo Tea Club, and we talk about the original Paul, pure Paul DeArco, and Tahibo Tea, and you hear certainly those spots in this show and my Her Story feature and whatnot. So he joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and I'm glad to catch up with him. Milan, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well. The Tahibo Tea Club is as busy as it can be, as you can imagine, especially with everything that's going on with the virus. And fortunately, all our families at the Tahibo Tea Club are safe, and hopefully you and your family are likewise.
We are safe, and thank goodness. And I think you told me that you've got a son, right, that went to UCLA or is going to UCLA, so he would be in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a third-year student at UCLA, and they shut down UCLA about 2 weeks ago and started having only online classes. And this week is the finals week for them. And so they're taking their classes online and their finals online. And then their next quarter starts up in 2 weeks. The UCLA is on a quarter system, not in a semester system. So they do three quarters rather than two semesters. Anyway, they get a week off, then they come back for the third quarter. That's all going to be online. They found that recently. So it's going to be a new experience for them, and they're under lockdown as well. Now, fortunately, my son doesn't live in the dorms, so
right.
He's not quite as exposed because dorms hold 12,000 kids, and most of them are two or three kids to a dorm room.
Yeah, so that's why they have to do that. There's no doubt it was smart that they took that action even before this whole lockdown, because that would be too tight a quarters and too many possibilities. That whole social distancing wouldn't work. Let's tell, for people who don't know the story, how did your journey start? How did you start the Tahibo Tea Club? How did that all happen?
Well, at colon pancreatic cancer in 1998, he was given 2 months to live because on the pancreas, very limited therapies that they can try. They don't operate on a pancreas. Today, they operate very limited if it's on the tip of the pancreas or something like that. In my dad's case, that wasn't an option. My dad's tumor on his pancreas was the size of a half a brick, and I was called and told to put his affairs in order. So, and he looked like he was going to pass. He's normally a man of 180 pounds. He was down to 120, so I started planning a funeral and called friends and family and said, hey, listen, if you want to see Dad, you might want to come and see him now. And people started coming. As of ours, they brought the tea with them, and they said, this tea healed our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, is bigger than Boston, and nobody was saying anything except for planning a funeral. But I'm polite to the people. They left, and my dad figured, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyway. So he starts drinking the tea. 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find any cancer. My dad's been cancer-free now for over 21 years. He turned 87 last October 10th. So, and at the age of 87, not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drug, and he really does still cut my grass, which I'd be embarrassed about if it wasn't for the fact that he's doing it, and I know it's good for him.
Wow, that's such a crazy story. And so obviously you see this, and you just decide, I'm changing careers because I can't believe it.
Well, what happened was this, was that I actually wasn't changing careers, and that's why it's called the Tahibo Tea Club. And the reason that I started it was to be able to have the pure product available, which is not available at the stores or on the Internet or that sort of thing. I mean, this country is crazy. I mean, you can't even buy real honey. They pasteurize it. Why on earth would you pasteurize something
right.
that, you know, you can stick in a barrel and it'll last for 2,000 years? Or same thing with olive oil. You can't buy real olive oil at the store. So I started just to have the pure product available. And I called the Tahibo Tea Club because I wanted to share information with people. You know, my dad's case I could share. Other people would share their cases with us. And that's exactly what happened. Now, it did turn into a business and into a career because people started having phenomenal success. Not a week by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a miraculous success. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And not a day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And obviously, you saw it, you've seen it, and you've now seen it for a long time since you've been involved in this. And that's got to be the rewarding part, is the people sharing the stories. And that's why we're involved. I love hearing those stories. And I wanted the listeners to hear that story again. And so, you know, we don't know what's happening with COVID-19. But anything that helps your immune system, to me, and especially with things that you've seen, I think is a good deal, because I've seen it myself. Do you think that
any tree in the world that fungus does not grow on? So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things that it normally has to contend with. Now, for the last month or so since the coronavirus started, I've been getting phone calls, people asking me, you know, is it effective against the coronavirus? And I have to tell them, listen, I think it will be, although I don't have any direct knowledge yet, because the tea is effective against all kinds of viruses, including the common cold virus. For example, I haven't caught a cold in 10 years just because when I start feeling my throat getting constricted, I just drink a glass an hour of the tea for 4 or 5 hours at night before I go to sleep. By tomorrow morning, I don't have a cold. We also know it's effective to get rid of the flu. And not only that, even herpes and HIV virus. Well, the coronavirus, as they're telling us, has something like 3 components to it, strain of the HIV virus. So I've been telling everybody that, you know, because of its antiviral.
Right, because that's part of it.
And
I know what you're saying.
Every 2 months, it should work for the coronavirus, and just today, we actually got our first confirmation that it does work for the coronavirus.
Wow, because somebody called up and they had that, and that's what they said?
Right. This lady in Montana ordered the tea 2 weeks ago, and she has lupus, and that's why she was buying the tea. The same day that she got the tea, she also tested positive for the coronavirus. And started drinking the tea, and her symptoms went away. She got retested 2 days ago, and she's now negative. But what's also truly amazing was her old mother lives with her, and she's drinking the tea along with her in the house, and she never got the virus.
Wow. All right, so I think there's no question about it. It's certainly not going to hurt anyone out there, and it's, again, what we talk about, the purity of the tree, which is what makes such a big difference. Thank you so much, Milan Vukovic. Take care, my friend.
God bless all of you and all the work that you're doing. Thanks for having me on.
And all of you, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As I'm fond of saying, mahalo, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com.
Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.